Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. If you're back, thank you so much. I'm so excited that you've followed me through this journey of the podcast. It's been by popular demand that I get back here and provide you all with some value. So thank you all for chatting and inspiring me to come back. And a little bit about this is this podcast is a journey for me, just as it is probably to help you in whatever you're going through in your life. This podcast is here to serve me, to push me to become better in my own life, for my family, for my employees at work, but also to provide that same service and that same value to you in your life. That's what I stand for, and that's what this podcast represents. It's its purpose, is to provide you with value to help you navigate. A little bit about me. I'm a veteran, I'm a CEO, I'm a father, and I'm also a husband, and very passionate in all four of those things. Today, we're gonna be talking about the world pandemic, COVID-19, and really just how to navigate through the fear and anxiety that that could be causing you in your life. So I hope to give you some tips, some strategies, some ways to overcome the fear and prepare yourself for anything to come and help navigate through the things you might be going through right now. So lean in, listen up, and here we go. All right, friends. So it's no surprise that the world is in utter disarray right now with the pandemic that's happening, that is taking over the world, that started in Wuhan in China and is now sweeping across the United States. Just some simple facts that I looked up is that we're approaching near 500,000 cases of the coronavirus, 20,000 deaths. 7 states at least have quarantined to where we can't leave our house, our homes. People are losing jobs. They can't pay their bills. And it's causing disruption amongst the economy, the world, and our personal lives. And today I'm here to talk to you about the personal life piece and how the pandemic is causing fear and anxiety. It's breeding fear and anxiety within all of us. But I believe I have some strategies to help you through that. I believe that I have spent the last 3 to 4 years of my life preparing for this moment. And today I want to share with you some tips to help get you through these times. And not only that, prepare you for the next thing that happens in your life that you might have to overcome. Friends, we don't know what life will bring us. We don't know. Unfortunately, people will die in our lifetime. It happens. I don't mean to sound negative or put any sort of bad energy into this podcast, but it's the reality of the world. People are, at one point, our parents, we will lose our parents. We might lose our job. We might file bankruptcy. We might lose our legs. It is the reality of our lives. But we have to be prepared for that moment. And the times that we are not are the times that we are going to struggle and have a very hard time pulling ourselves out of this. Some of you are facing this right now. Some of you may have already lost your jobs. Some of you may know someone who has been affected by the coronavirus. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone else, maybe it's your family. You see them suffering, maybe you feel the suffering. But right now, you've got to pull yourself out. If this is you, you've got to pull yourself out of this. And if this is you, this is a step, this is an action to be prepared for the next time that something happens in your lives. I believe that we create our own happiness and joy. I also believe that we can put ourselves in our mental state through turmoil. It's the actions that we take every single day that will determine the emotions and the quality of emotions that we have, the quality of emotions that we live by. Are we angry, fearful, depressed, anxious? Or are we happy, joyful, blissful? You all know what emotions you live by. But today, we're going to audit our emotional states. And I'm going to give you some tactical strategies to get through this. So my question to you is, in this current moment, are you prepared? Have you been prepared? Have you done anything in this moment to prepare yourself for this? Likely, 95% of the United States and the world would answer that no. Likely, there are some things that you are struggling with. And I believe that there are 5 pillars to our health. There are 5 pillars to the human being that must be constantly worked on, that must be constantly prepared to become our best selves. Our physical body, the way we move, our health, nutrition, our exercise, we have to constantly work on that to be prepared, to help live a long, healthy life, to not get ridded by disease and different things that flow around, such as the pandemics, the flu, all the things that can take over us if we're not physically prepared for that. Mentally, what emotions we live by. Are we happy? Are we blissful? Are we fearful? Are we angry? Are we stressed? Is that something that we're working on a daily basis? Emotionally, how are we in our emotions on a day-to-day basis? Financially, are we prepared financially if we were to lose our job tomorrow? If we get a flat tire, do we have enough money in our savings account to pay for that? Are we putting it on credit cards? Do we have a plan to become financially abundant and free in our lives in the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years to where we don't have to worry about supporting our family? We don't have to worry about being able to take a vacation and not be able to afford it. We have the financial freedom to live life freely and abundantly to do what we please. Are you prepared? And spiritually. Spiritually not meaning that you have a certain God or a certain religion that you believe in. That is part of the puzzle. But do you have faith? Do you have faith during hard times? And do you have faith during good times? That the world is constantly happening for you and not against you? Do you have faith that when you wake up tomorrow, it can be a good day? And that good things will happen to you? Or do you believe that the world is against you and something bad will happen to you tomorrow? These are the five pillars: physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual. These are the five pillars that guide me in my day-to-day life, and I practice them. I practice making them better, stronger, resiliency every single day. And during this current time, it's something that you should do too. I'm going to show you a few strategies of things that I work on a day-to-day basis so that when things like this happen to me, I'm prepared and it doesn't affect me. As I spoke about before, the world is in disarray. I would say 8 out of 10 people during this pandemic are in fear and are scared for their lives. And I will tell you, if you ask people around me, I am poised, I am calm, I am confident. Not only in myself, but the people around me. I'm not fearful. I'm not scared. I've prepared for this moment. So let's talk about a few things that we can do to better prepare ourselves in the five pillars to help get you through this time right now. Some things that you can adopt in your schedule, your routine right now, and some things that you need to carry forward. Not become complacent. This isn't a band-aid to fix the issues you're going through right now. This is a life practice that you do every single day so that you can wake up fruitful and happy, not stressed, anxiety and depressed. So first, we're going to talk about the physical pillar. Physical meaning your physical body. Do you exercise on a routine basis? Do you eat healthy, nutritious food that fuels your body? You should audit those things. If you're undereducated about physical exercise, you should hire a personal trainer or educate yourself with the resources available on Google, YouTube. Even if you just go walk every single day, that is a step in the right direction. Everybody has different goals. Everybody has different desires for their life. Some people want muscle. Some people don't. That's okay. Whatever you want is what you want. And I want you to be able to chase what it is that you want. Maybe it's just being healthy, and that means walking for 15 minutes a day. But that will help your health. But also the nutrition piece, which is even more important. How does your diet look? Do you understand calories? Do you understand macronutrients? I don't need you to be a scientist on this, nor do I believe you should. But you should know how to read a nutrition label. You should know what you're putting into your body, because we are what we eat. What we consume will determine how we feel. You all have ate a huge carb-filled lunch or dinner and been dragging minutes after. You have that 2 o'clock crash because you had 150 grams of carbs and French fries and a cheeseburger. And after that, you don't feel like working or doing whatever you want to do with your life. You're dead. You have no energy. We need to have the right nutrition and we need to exercise daily. And I would recommend, my personal recommendation is exercising 4 to 5 days a week for at least 30 minutes. and also very much auditing what you're putting in your body, making sure you're taking in green vegetables. If you're not, find a supplement source to do that. Vitamins and minerals, all those things are important, especially during this time, to protect your immunity. But they're not just important. What I don't want you to focus on is, I need to do this right now because what's going on in the world, I need you to focus on, this is important to do every day in my life. Don't just take a multivitamin and vitamin C, D, and E because you're trying to protect yourself from the coronavirus. No, you should take a multivitamin every day because it's a healthy thing to do and it's going to protect you from all the other things in the world. So in your physical body, proper nutrition and exercise 3 to 4 times a week is what I recommend. For your mental, the mental pillar is about furthering your intelligence. We have a core value here at Strong Physiques that says always be growing and learning. If we're not learning, we're dying. Progress equals happiness, meaning that if we're learning something every day, even one new thing, internally we will feel more happy. And not only that, we have more skills to serve ourselves, the people around us, and the world. I recommend that you read 10 pages every single day. It's a part of my routine. In fact, I'm so bad at it, I've been so forgetful for so many years, that now, the last month, I decided the first thing I will do when I wake up is read 10 pages of a nonfiction book that will further my knowledge, that will give me tools to navigate through life, that will give me tools to help people around me. And that's what I do every single morning. 10 pages is the first thing I do. But we always have to be learning and growing. We always have to be making our minds smarter and more intelligent. It is one of the key components to a healthy, long life. If you study elderly people, the moment they stop moving, physical, the moment they stop learning, mental, is when their health rapidly declines. And typically, the lifespan after that is very short. But you see people in their 80s and 90s that are walking. There's a guy at Lifetime Gym. He's 93. He's at the gym every single day. And I see him bench pressing over 135 pounds at 93 years old. Does he look healthy, fruitful, happy, joyful? Absolutely. I guarantee he still reads. He still exercises his mind. Physical and mental are so important. But even more important is your emotions. The emotional pillar is huge in your daily life. Many of you probably are feeling negative emotions at the moment. Many of you have probably had depressive states in your past. Many of you have probably had terrible anxiety. Some of you live by fear, overly stressed every day. I still have anxiety to this day. Am I working on controlling it? Absolutely. It's part of my daily practice. I don't want to live by anxiety, and I'm sure you don't either. I don't want to have depressive feelings, and I'm sure you don't either. But we have to learn how to control our emotions. We have to learn how to be able to become aware when we're stressed, angry, upset, and not live in those emotions. We have to learn how to take control because we are in control of our own emotions. We are not subject to the outer world. We control ourselves. The outer world does not control us. We've got to be aware. We've got to understand where they're coming from. We've got to find the root and find a way to overcome that with positive emotions. That's something that you have to do every day. And one thing I would recommend for that is a daily gratitude exercise. You can't be angry and grateful at the same time. It's physically impossible. You can't be mad and smile at the same time. It's physically impossible. Try it. You'll look funny. Watch yourself in the mirror. So I would recommend a daily gratitude exercise. Find 3 things in your life every single day when you wake up that you can be grateful for. They can be big things. I love my family. I love my spouse. I love my kids. I love this life. And they can be small things. And I recommend that you do both because it's perspective. It's good to be grateful for the big things, but also the fact that I can go out that door and there's a sun shining on my face. And I can feel the sun radiating through my body. I woke up and I had 2 legs and I was able to walk to carry myself through my day. Some people don't have that luxury. We can't forget what we can be grateful for that so many people in this world don't have, especially if you live in America. 97% of America is more wealthy than the rest of the world, even if you live in poverty. That's something to be grateful for. But I highly recommend that you adapt to a gratitude schedule. three things you can be grateful for and feel those emotions. It's one thing to say, I'm grateful for this life, I'm grateful for my family, blah, 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 blah. But it's another thing to feel how you feel and understand how you feel when you're actually grateful. It takes it to another level, and that's what's really important about gratitude. The next pillar is financial. 1% of people have an emergency fund in this world. So that when crisis happens, we lose our jobs, things happen in life, and many of us are not financially prepared for that. But we have to start using the resources that we have around us. We have to start budgeting. We have to start saving an emergency fund, putting some money away and not spending it all. Because I promise you, if anybody understands this more than me, then you probably feel the same things that I've been through. I've been $60,000 in credit card debt, not knowing if I can make credit card payments because I started my business all on credit card debt. I couldn't get a loan. I know what it's like to be fearful of money every single day, have anxiety of money every single day. And I'm sure some of you feel that too. But how would it feel if you didn't? How would it feel if you had $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in the bank account you knew was there when you needed it? How would it feel to know that if you wanted to take a vacation this winter, you wanted to go to Mexico with your family, hang out, drink some margaritas, play in the sand and the sun, and not have to worry about being able to afford that? How would it feel? So I suggest that you find some financial structure in your life. You budget your money, you save. 20% of your income should go directly into some sort of savings, whether it be into a savings account that's going to earn you no interest, that it's just there. I only suggest that for your emergency fund. Then you need to find somewhere to put your money that's going to grow for you, because there's nothing better than compounding interest. But the moral of this is that you need to be financially ready. There's going to be millions of Americans out of jobs in the next 2 weeks, if it hasn't already happened. They can't afford to feed their families. They can't afford their basic necessities of life, rent, gas, water. And I don't want that to be you. And the fifth pillar is spiritual. And I would say very few people in the world practice this, the ability that it can really, really help you. There is nothing better in this world than having faith in a higher power and something to believe in, knowing that there's someone always there for you other than ourselves. Because what happens to the people that have lost everyone around them and it's just them? They have no one to believe in them. They have no one to talk to. They have no one to guide them. Some people are alone. Sometimes having just a little bit of faith, knowing that everything's going to be okay, knowing that you might be going through a hard time right now, but you'll come out on top. Faith is an unbelievable, unbelievable thing that you should adopt into your schedule, adopt into your life. It should be a piece of your life, a cornerstone. That's why it's one of my five pillars. Many of my years of my life, I had no faith. And in fact, those are the years that I suffered the most. No faith in God, no faith in a higher power, no faith in anything. And when I was really struggling, I had no one to help pull me through it. I had no one to tell me if tomorrow is going to be a better day. But since I've integrated faith into my life as a cornerstone, I don't feel alone. I know that tomorrow is going to be a good day. I know that no matter what happens to me, I'm going to make it through. And the same for my family. Ways to do this is even just basic things of learning meditation, learning to visualize, learning to see beyond yourself, learning to see the energy and power that someone else in this universe may be able to give you when you can't provide it to yourself. It's part of my daily practice, meditation, visualization. It's given me creativity that I didn't believe I had. But faith is the fifth pillar that I believe is a huge cornerstone for your lives. So in summary, the things that you need, I believe you need to prepare yourselves for events like this and to get through hard times are the five pillars of physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual health. Those five things will carry you through anything. And the way I do this is I have a morning routine where every morning I don't negotiate. I wake up, I take a 3-minute cold shower. After my cold shower, I drive to work. When I drive to work, I read 10 pages. After I'm finished reading, I meditate. I visualize. I also do gratitude. I commit an hour to an hour and a half to myself every day before I interact with anybody else. I don't check my phone. I don't check my email. I don't look at social media. I spend an hour and a half with myself, with Nathan Mansfield. I get in touch with myself. And then after that, I exercise. All five pillars knocked out in the first two and a half hours of my day. I put myself first, because guess what? When you put yourself first, you can be there to serve your family. You can be there to serve the people around you. But when you're struggling emotionally, mentally, physically, you're not strong enough to support yourself or other people. And this is why this is so important during these times and throughout your entire life. You need to put yourself first in your life, meaning the first thing that you do in your day is for you. And I would highly suggest adapting some sort of mental or morning routine that allows you some structure to accomplish these five pillars in your life. Well, I know this is a little bit in depth. I hope you took some notes. I hope that you gained some value out of this. I hope that you were able to understand the five pillars and how to implement actual strategies to solidify, fortify, to build these things within you so that you can be better prepared for anything and so that you can live a joyous, blissful life. Because that's what this is all about, friends. This is about being the best version of ourselves. That's our motto at Strong Physiques. Becoming the best version of yourself every single day. Becoming the best version of yourself better than yesterday, better than the day before. Progress equals happiness. If you're growing internally, you'll be happy. And if you listen to these words that I'm telling you, you'll notice that when you become a little bit better, you get in the gym, you're getting a little bit more fit, you're going to feel better. You learn a little bit more, you read a book, you're going to be even more happy. You start working on your emotions, you're becoming aware. You're like, I used to be a very angry person, but lately, since I've been working on it, I'm not near as angry. That's progress. That equals happiness. Trust me. So work on these five pillars, integrate them into your schedule, make them non-negotiable. This is your life and you have one chance. You have one opportunity to live your best life. And why would you want to live a life any different than being happy and blissful and joyful when you are in control? Because you are in control of everything, friends, everything. We can't predict, we can't determine, we can't change the things that happen to us from the outer world. No, none of us can change the pandemic, but we can change the way we react, and that's the most important thing. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for supporting me throughout this journey. I hope that you gained tremendous value from this episode. I hope you understood some strategies to help navigate through whatever it is that you're going through. If there's any way I can better help or serve you, please look me up on Instagram at @RealNathanMansfield. DM me, comment on one of my photos, find a way. You can also reach me at Nathan@StrongPhysiques.com. I do my best to try to talk to as many people as I can on there with my limited amount of time, but I'm here to serve. I'm here to provide you with the answers, hopefully, that you need for your life to make you even better. So once again, thank you all, and I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day.